Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Tony with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, RSPCA Queensland is urging pet owners to keep their pets cool as temperatures continue to spike, hitting over 35 degrees in some areas on Thursday. RSPCA Queensland spokesperson Emma Lagoon said it's important to prepare and ensure pets are being kept cool. The organisation has made recommendations such as providing ample shade, multiple water sources, and avoiding hot bitumen with dogs.
Mornington Island residents are taking matters into their own hands to combat youth crime in the state's Gulf of Carpentaria region. The initiative, originally started by FIFO security workers, has seen 18 residents complete specialised training in order to patrol local streets at night. Mayor Kyle Yanna says it's been successful, with youth crime rates declining, and puts it down to local residents' understanding of the community.
In national news, a trigger warning for this one, the following story mentions sexual assault. The Vatican has referred to the child sexual abuse findings of a church investigation against a former bishop very serious and deeply distressing on Tuesday. Former Bishop of Broome, Christopher Saunders, resigned in 2021 after being accused of sexually assaulting 4 Indigenous youths and potentially grooming another 67 Indigenous youths and men. Perth Archbishop Timothy Costello says the church investigation into Saunders began last year after the police investigation ended.
Sydney has been hit with a total fire ban following its hottest September day on record for the second day in a row. The Bureau of Meteorology have forecast a top of 35 degrees for Sydney. The city has never, until today, recorded 2 days of 34 degrees or more in a row. Temperatures are set to drop after today, with a maximum of 22 degrees on Thursday.
In international news, New Zealand's South Island has been hit with a magnitude 6.2 earthquake this morning. The quake was centred in the Ashburton Lakes region of Canterbury and was reportedly felt 300 kilometres south in Christchurch and Dunedin. New Zealanders described the quake as a rolling shake that lasted over a minute.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.